The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 7th of January, 1976, in Nellore, India.
Dishta sutabhyam jat papam jananapi asmano ahitam karoti bhuya vivasa prayaschittam atho katham. Maharaj Parikshit said, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him because he actually sees that a criminal is punished by the government and rebuked by the people in general, and because he hears from the scripture and learned scholars that one is thrown into hellish condition in the next life for committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? Kachit nivartate bhadrat, kachit charati tatpuna, prayaschittam athupartha, manne kunyara saucava. Maharaj Parikshit said, sometimes one who is very alert so as not to commit sinful acts is victimized by sinful life again. I therefore consider this process of repeated sinning and atoning to be useless. It is like bathing of an elephant, for an elephant cleanses itself by taking a full bath, but then thrown dust over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land. In every religious system, there is a process of atonement. In Christian religion, there is a process of atonement called confession. Christian religion, there is a process of atonement called confession. The Parikshit Maharaj is practical politician. He said that he had also experienced that a criminal is punished and again he commits the criminal act. Nowadays we practically see also that government has enacted so many laws against criminality, but criminality is going on without any stopping. We have got practical experience, as we have explained last night, that in the airport the security checking is going on for everyone, which means that after so much education, every one of us, we are dishonest. This answer is there in the Shastra, Jashasi Bhakti Bhagavat Akinchana Sarvai Gunai Tattva Samasate Sura. This means that if one is turned to be a pure devotee, then all the good qualities automatically become manifest in him. Harava Bhakta Sakuto Mahadguna Manorathena Sato Dhavato Vai. Whereas a non-devotee, he has no good qualification because he is acting on the mental platform. As such, he will be always attracted by material things. In this connection, I shall recite one historical incident from the Puranas. There was a hunter in Prayag Prayag, you know, in Allahabad. So he was hunting in the forest indiscriminately. So Narad Muni was passing through the jungle and he was very compassionate to see the animals being half dead and half killed by the hunter. Narad Muni, being Vaishnava, he was very kind to all living entities. So he went to the hunter, whose name was Mrigari. So the Mrigari thought that this saintly person is coming to me for some deer skin. So he said, "Sir, don't disturb in my business. If you want deer skin, I shall give you. Please get out of my activities for the present." Narad Muni said that, "I have not come here to ask for deer skin. I simply ask you that if you want to kill the animals, you kill them total. Why you are killing half?" The hunter said, "What is the difference between killing whole and killing half?" Actually, he had no idea about papa and punna. Actually, those who are animal hunters, they cannot understand what is spiritual life, what is God, what is sinful life, what is pious life. There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam quoted by Maharaj Parikshit: "Nidvitta tarsai rupagiyo mana bhavau sadha chotra munavirama ka uttama sloka gunanubhada virajyati vinapasugna." Unless one is animal hunter, he cannot be away from chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. So Narad Muni said that if you kill the animal totally, it is less sinful than you kill them half. Narad Muni said, "No, if you kill the animal half, it is more sinful than you kill them whole." The hunter said that, "From my childhood I have been taught like this by my father. I do not know which is sinful, which is pious." Narad Muni, as Vaishnava, advised him that, "You stop this hunting business and I will give you your livelihood." The hunter, having seen a Vaishnava, was little convinced about spiritual life. Then he said that, "Sir, if you give me my livelihood, then I can give up my this business." Then Narad Muni suggested that, "You and your wife may come with me. I shall arrange for your livelihood. You give up this business." So they followed the instruction of Narad Muni, the spiritual master, and they came with Narad Muni and sat down in a place on the bank of the Ganges at Prayag. Narad Muni gave them one tulsi plant, and they sat down near the tulsi plant, and he advised that, "Go on chanting Hare Krishna mantra." In the meantime, in the village, it was advertised that the hunter has become a Vaishnava. Let us go and see him. So people who are coming to visit, they are bringing. It is a custom still now in India that when you go to see some deity or a Vaishnava, sadhu, you bring some one musti, rice or atta, you give them as contribution. So he thought that Narad Muni was sending the atta, rice, dal and everything. So he became confident that he would not die because he is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. In this way, he gradually became a perfect Vaishnava. Because he was chanting under the instruction of the spiritual master and committing no sinful activities. So we being in the disciplic succession of Narad Muni, this Krishna consciousness movement, we are advising the same principle that don't commit sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna mantra. So one day Narada Muni asked his friend, Varbhat Muni, "I have got a disciple, let us go and see him." Parvat Muni, his friend. So when Narada Muni and Parvat Muni was coming to the same hunter who had become now Vaishnava, so he was going to receive his spiritual master by going forward. So while he was going forward towards his spiritual master to receive him, on the way he was jumping in so many places. So Parvat Muni asked him that, "Why you are jumping on your way? Why are you coming to us?" The hunter, the Vaishnava, he replied, "Sir, there were so many ants on the ground, therefore I was trying to avoid trampling them." So Parvat Muni was surprised that this man was hunting and killing animal half. Now, because he has become a Vaishnava, he is not prepared to kill even an ant. So, this is the practical instance that if one becomes devotee of the Lord, all the good qualities manifest in his body. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami replied to Parikshit Maharaj that, "You are saying right, that simply by atonement, simply by punishment, one cannot become honest. Practically speaking, if you simply enact laws to make people honest, it is impossible to do that." So, Sukadeva Goswami said, "Karmana karmani rahara na jhata antika ishate abhidyat adhikarityat prayasrittam vimarsanam." Sukadeva Goswami said, "O son of Vedavyasa," the Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vedavyasa. Sukadeva Goswami is the son of Vyasadeva. He answered, "My dear king, since acts meant to neutralize impious action are also fruitive, they will not release one from the tendency to act fruitively. Persons who subject themselves to the rules and regulations of atonement are not at all intelligent. Indeed, they are in the mode of darkness. Unless one is freed from the mode of ignorance, trying to counteract one action through another is useless, because this will not uproot one's desire. Thus, even though one may superficially seem pious, he will undoubtedly be prone to act impiously. Therefore, real atonement is enlightenment in perfect knowledge, Vedanta, by which one understands the Supreme Absolute Truth." In this verse, there is one particular word, vimarsanam. The meaning of this vimarsanam, full knowledge of Vedanta. Then Sukadeva Goswami continued to speak, "My dear king, if a diseased person eats the pure, uncontaminated food prescribed by a physician, he is gradually cured and the infection of disease can no longer touch him. If one follows the regulative principles of knowledge, he gradually progresses toward liberation from material contamination." Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said that Athātha Brahma Jigyāsa. Now this life, human form of life, is simply meant for inquiring about Brahma. At the present moment, especially in this Kali Yuga, nobody is interested in Brahma Jigyāsa. Therefore, he prescribes from scripture, "Tapasā brahmacaryena samena ca damena ca tagena sattva-shauca-vyam jamena niyamena va." One should make his life successful by tapasā, austerity, penance. So brahmacarya is one of the items. Tapasā means beginning with brahmacarya, celibacy. Here we have given the meaning of tapasya by austerity or voluntary rejection of material enjoyment. Tapasya brahmacharyena. So tapasya, I do not like something to do because it is pleasing to me, but for the sake of my advancement of spiritual life, I must have it. This is called tapasya. We prescribe four kinds of regulative principle: no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. In the Western countries, these four things are very ordinary means of life. In the Western countries, practically 10% population, they are addicted to these sinful activities. So, in our society, anyone who joins, he has to accept these four principles of regulative life. Brahmacharya, celibacy. Sex, prohibition of sex life, especially illicit sex life. Unless one is married, no sex life is allowed. That is called brahmacharya. Life of celibacy or accepting one wife only, that's all. Then samena, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, samena, dhamena, so these two things require. We should not become the servant of the mind, we should become master of the mind. Tyagena, therefore in the shastra, the process of charity is recommended. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also recommended that yajna-dana tapa-kriya na tyajyam karyam eva tat. So because I have renounced this world, it does not mean I shall give up the process of performing yajna, dana and tapasya. It is further stressed, yajna-dana tapa-kriya pavanani manishina. Even if you think that you are very advanced, still you should not give up these three processes, means performing yajna, giving in charity and performing tapasya. One must then control the mind and senses, give charity, be truthful, clean and non-violent, follow the regulative principle and regularly chant the holy name of the Lord. Thus, a sober and faithful person who knows the religious principle is temporarily purified of all sins performed with his body, words and mind. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also recommended yukta ahara viharasta, yukta chishtya sakarmana, yukta sapna, yukta yoga bhavati dukkha. In this way, if we practice yoga, bhakti yoga, then gradually we are elevated to the perfectional stage. Now, one may say that if I give up all these things which is habituated to me, there will be some painful condition. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita has recommended to tolerate matra sparsastu kauntiya. We have to tolerate. This is called tapasya. Even though it is painful for me, it is not at all painful, but those who are trying to practice in the beginning, it may be painful. So Bhagavan Krishna is advising that even if it is painful, you must do it and tolerate it. So, matrasparasastu kauntiya sitosna sukhudukhada. The example is given, just like we suffer sometimes in scorching heat and very pinching or chilly cold, but we tolerate and do our business. Sometimes to cure our disease, say for example fever, we have to swallow very bitter quinine pills. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, considering the people in general of this age, Kali Yuga, he knew that people will not be able to even tolerate such little pain for advancing in spiritual life. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore recommended that Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalu Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gadhirannatha. It's very difficult in this age to follow the principles of brahmacharya as it is recommended, tapasa brahmacharyena samena dhamena bha. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami also advising that if one is unable to follow the regulative principles, then he says, kevalaya, kechit kevalaya bhaktya, vasudeva parayana, agham tundanti kasnena, niharam miyobhaskara. The translation is, only a rare person who has adopted complete, unalloyed, devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful action with no possibility that they will revive. Kevalaya bhakta, simply, he can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. So, by other processes, temporarily, it can be seized, but actually, from the root of the cause, it is not possible to get it out. In the previous verse, Sukadeva Goswami gave the example that the dried leaves of creepers beneath a bamboo tree may be completely burned to ashes by a fire, although the creepers may sprout again because the root is still in the ground. You have seen practically on the field, the grass is dried up and sometimes fire is set and it becomes all burned into ashes. But as soon as there is rainy season, again they sprout and become green. You may perform the religious ritualistic ceremonies, but if your heart is not cleansed, simply by performing these ritualistic ceremonies, will not be purified. So we have got two desires, pious desire or impious desire. So either you become desirous of doing pious things or you desirous of doing impious things, the sufferings of this material world will continue. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, urdhanga chanti sattvasva madhi tishtanti rajasa jagannā guṇavittiṣṭa adhogacchanti tāmasā. So, by pious activities you can be elevated to the higher planetary system in the heavenly planet, but that does not mean completion of your suffering of the material world. Krishna has said therefore, ābrahma bhuvanā lokān punarāvartinad. Even you are promoted to the brahma-loka, where the standard of living, duration of life is very, very big, still you cannot avoid this material pains and pleasure. Because after finishing your resultant action of past activities, you will have to come back again in this lower planetary system. Hine punne puno matta lokam visanti. After the resultant action of past activity is finished, you are again dragged within this lower planetary system. Therefore, unless you take to the devotional path, bhakti, because Krishna says, bhaktyamam avijanati, javanjasyami tattva. If you want to understand God, Krishna, then you have to take the only path, bhaktya, bhakti or devotional service. So, we shall discuss further tomorrow about this bhakti yoga, and today let us end here. Thank you very much.